Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And welcome to the Raw Preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by one of the Dudley Boys, Michael Sidgwick from What Culture, to look ahead to tonight's episode of Monday Night Raw. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast from, for daily wrestling podcasts, where we not only review Monday Night Raw, but also SmackDown, NXT, AEW, Rampage, AEW, Dynamite, pay-per-views. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a roundup of the week complete with a bloody good quiz, of course, on WrestleCulture. As I said, though, joined by Michael Sidgwick. Michael Hamflett enjoying a well-earned week off to look ahead to Monday Night Raw. It's been a sensational weekend for wrestling fans. You obviously had CM Punk's debut on AEW Rampage. You had stuff at SummerSlam, and Brock Lesnar and Becky Lynch obviously returning. We talked earlier today about the fantastic NXT TakeOver. And it's Raw tonight.
Oh, Christ almighty, man. I'm absolutely knackered, and I'm not doing a gimmick here. I'm starving.
Mm-hmm.
And order myself a doner kebab tonight, if you're interested.
Ambassador.
Love them. Don't have to be pissed to enjoy a lovely bit of doner. And who can be arsed with Raw? You know what I mean? It's like a famous office scene where David Brent, the pervert, like he wants to hire like a fit young lass for the job of being his assistant when he's like making other people redundant. There's a bloke there as well. And he's, look at you, need to take a picture for the file. It's like, oh, you look very nice, don't you? And he gets his Polaroid. He goes, click. Goes, oh, look at that. Very nice, very nice. Get one of you as well, click.
Not even looking.
And that's Raw for me tonight. Like, oh, Christ almighty, Wilborn.
I've got to be honest. I'm on a huge high after this weekend, as I said. And I sat down in the office and was like, right, come on. Maybe there'll be some good stuff here. Maybe they'll have learnt from, you know, every time I say this, to advertise something on the show, particularly the Raw after SummerSlam, particularly when the other show, SmackDown, has just got Becky Lynch and Brock Lesnar added to their ranks. So we've
particularly
got...
Particularly more like.
We've got...
That's what you're getting.
We've got Riddle surprise for Orton, which will actually be quite enjoyable. And I did like the fact that they put the tag titles on RK-Bro at SummerSlam. We've got a tag match that it blows my mind, but not in a good way. And we got Logan Paul on Moist TV.
What is that sentence, man? Logan Paul on Moist TV. I can barely remember anything from WWE. It's all so chaotic. Logan Paul was the Paul brother that was at WrestleMania, yes?
Yes, he was indeed.
Did he turn heel in the end? Or did Owens just stun him?
I think Owens just stunned him because he's a bit of a dickhead celebrity, basically.
Right, here's the thing. This company is terrified of heat. They've just turned Becky Lynch heel. Which, you know, would undermine that statement, but they don't really like proper heat. Logan Paul can generate heat no matter what you think of him, and I think he's a tosser, but he can cut a promo. He can cut a promo, man. What if this company had any brains in their head, what they would do is they would get Logan Paul and they would position him as AEW has positioned, what's his name from American Top Team?
Dan Lambert.
Yeah. Get him to do Dan Lambert. Have Logan Paul, right, cut this promo, a scathing promo, and he's really great at cutting promos. Logan Paul cuts a scathing promo about WWE, about how it's nonsense, about how there's stupid dolls around, everyone's busy fighting with swords, I'll fight with my fists. Just bury it. Bury it, bury it, bury it. And then have Drew McIntyre or someone claymore his head off. Like, it's not hard. It really isn't hard. Have someone look good at the expense of someone who buries it. Have someone embody everything that he buries. Stand up for it. Get your little TMZ moment. Oh, Logan Paul got his head kicked in. Doesn't everyone hate him? Don't you want to watch this? He's on Moist TV. How much heat can he possibly get doing banter with water?
I can tell you exactly what's going to happen. First of all, he's going to shill his brother, who's even bigger. You know, the hey, Meg, do you get less ugly on Family Guy? That's Jake Paul to Logan Paul. When Jake Paul stands there, you go, Logan, do you become less of a knobhead?
Who was the one who filmed the dead body?
That's Logan.
So he's got a worse brother.
He's worse. He's worse, Jake Paul. And he's fighting Tyron Woodley, I believe, this coming weekend. So that's why he's really there. So he's going to come on, shill for his brother's fight against Tyron Woodley, probably. And my prediction is Miz and Morrison are going to say, we want you to be the face of Dripsticks. And he's going to go, I ain't doing that crap. And then he's going to get them wet and they're going to fall all over the place, just like they did on Saturday at SummerSlam. When, just talk me through your experience at 4:30, 5:00 in the morning when they were like, it's time for a Raw segment with Xavier Woods pretending to be Razor Ramon here.
On a show which they promised to end early with an imposed curfew. Oh my God. Like, I stayed up from 3:00. I got up at 3:00 on Friday to watch Rampage Live. Great. My internal, my core, Will Bourne, knows what's up, right? I'm going to tell you this anecdote. My core knows what's up. My subconscious mind knows what's up. I told you about All Out 2020. I woke up after Matt Hardy, and the only time I've ever slept through an AEW thing. It's like, oh, I watched a good show. And then afterwards, I was like,
Thunder Rosa was fine when you woke up.
Thunder Rosa versus, who was it? Sheeta?
Yeah.
And from there, the card got really good because it was after the Matt Hardy thing and after like the weirdness with the tooth and nail. On Friday, I woke up at 3 a.m., 10 to 3 actually on the dot. I made myself a cup of tea, go on Twitter, double check that CM Punk hasn't been removed from the show because of a lateral flow test. Oh, there's nothing. That's just hype. He's definitely going to be there. And I watched Rampage and all was well in the world. And then on Saturday night, because I'd had such an early start, I thought, I'm going to have to go to bed the second the kids are asleep, right? And I did, with the alarm set for 5 to 1. And I just woke up at 4:30. I woke up at 4:30 because my subconscious mind told my sleeping body, well, if you wake up and you can watch it on delay, you can skip through all the entrances. How long are these entrances?
Oh, mate.
Jesus Christ. I was like 5 minutes at a time. So they're just getting in the ring. Oh, this is class, this. I can condense a 5-hour rubbish viewing experience into 2.5 hours of rubbish. So I was skipping along. And then I saw this Xavier Woods thing. And I'm thinking, does he look like if Scott Hall was a Ghostbuster? am I still asleep? Like, legit. Was he Scott Hall with, like, a water pack?
Yeah, it was their new thing that they were going to showcase, but he'd stolen it from them, and then he just soaked them with the new...
But he was also Scott Hall.
But he was also Scott Hall, yeah.
I'm thinking, what is this? Like, and I'm thinking, hang on, what content am I doing? You've got the podcast covered with Murray.
Uh-huh.
I'm doing an article, which you can still read, by the way, at whatculture.com/WWE. And it's all about star ratings, 11 match star ratings for SummerSlam 2021. And I'm thinking, oh, wait a minute, this isn't a match. Skip! So,
seen, by the way, because Murray worked, if you're unaware, Murray worked the live stream for both Rampage and SummerSlam. And his sources, like you say, had told us, we were like, 4 a.m. finish for the thing. I'll be home by 6 a.m. at the worst, which is not great, but it's manageable. When this was happening, when Murray was struggling, he was like, get to the point. And there wasn't a point. And that's exactly probably what's going to happen with Logan Paul on Moist TV. He's going to drench Miz and Morrison. He's going to be the hero of the piece, despite the fact it's Logan Paul. And zero of the listeners of the Impulsive podcast or fans of his from Disney, I think that might be Jake Paul, who cares?
I've got any idea.
No one's going to become a WWE fan off the back of this.
Well, here's the thing as well. People, well, Logan Paul, there'll be people on Twitter who work for WWE on Fox. They'll be going, great, get my barber really likes Logan Paul and he's going to get the numbers. Did Bad Bunny get the numbers? No.
There you go.
It was a good idea, but the problem is that the people who watch WWE for Bad Bunny had to watch WWE. So they did new comeback.
I often, you know, cut corners, I think it's fair to say, on this Raw preview after a pay-per-view, where I just write the pay-per-view name and the word Fallout afterwards.
From SummerSlam.
But there is genuine fallout between WWE champion Bobby Lashley, Goldberg, and Goldberg's son. Now, I had a void in my life on Saturday night because me and Hamflet were sat there and he was texting me, watching this, going, it's coming, Dominic Mysterio's going to... An electric chair is down. I wore a Rey Mysterio shirt on the live stream, especially for it. Shout out to my friends at Gladio. Luckily for that one. But didn't happen. Faded to black immediately. Hamlet texted me, oh, I'm going to bed now. Night. So I was like, you know, just like, I'm missing something. And then bloody Goldberg's son got in the ring, Bobby Lashley. And honestly, something came over me. There's a photo of someone tweeted me. I'll try and find it and retweet it. Of Andy Murray's face as I'm going, kill him, Bobby, kill him. Because I'm Team Hook all day long in the Hook versus Gage WrestleMania 50 match, right? But it was such a weird ending. Goldberg. Oh, remember him? He can't continue. So I assume they're dragging this out a bit more. Maybe they're going to do... Please tell me they're going to do Bobby Lashley and MVP versus Gage and Goldberg.
15? Can I do out? On the subject of that, before I get to my thoughts on Fallout, and I'll touch on the match itself, I am on a Friday to make my life easier as a UK-based fan covering WWE pay-per-views at God knows what time in the morning. My intros for every star ratings article, I will just talk about the build and say, well, here was the build. It was rubbish. What was the pay-per-view going to be like? And I wrote in my little... capsule review of Goldberg versus Lashley, the build. So yeah, it was stupid, this, because they tried to like add a little bit of juice and heat to the feud with the use of seconds with MVP and Gage, but you know, they didn't have any conductor for the heat because you're not going to put Gage Goldberg in the Hurt Lock. He's 15 years old. And then he did it in the pay-per-view. So I was like, oh Christ, I have to rewrite my friggin' intro now, as if I didn't have to resent this pay-per-view enough already. I'm assuming there will be fallout because... that finish seemed to be designed purely to build the Saudi Arabia rematch. But was it designed at all? Or was Goldberg simply so knackered? Did he see him try and leave the ring? Either he can sell really well.
He can't, because when MVP hit him, he took two steps and went, oh, bloody hell!
I think he just might be a broken down old man. At the end of the day, is it sad? Oh, it's sad to see Goldberg like this. Is it? Well, here's an idea. Why don't you turn off your 15-year-old head and just recognize reality? You're allowed to be 15 or like 10 when you look at Sting. With Goldberg, you should probably grow up and realize he's a danger to himself and others. He knackers himself every time he hobbles out there. He doesn't have the strength to do slams. Lashley almost broke his friggin' neck. Mm-hmm. He's a danger to himself and others.
Goldberg spiked himself several times on his own head when Lashley went for the like kicking the leg out of his leg.
He's a danger to himself and others. He's not over in stadiums or arenas that much, but then you might put that down to the vocal minority of quote-unquote smark crowds. But he isn't even moving the Raw needle anymore, which is the big thing. You're not going to get him to work a house show. He's not even doing like much to... move Raw in an upward direction. Like, this needs to end.
Also, I completely understand where you're coming from by saying, oh, they're just going to save the rematch for Saudi show. They've got another pay-per-view before then. They've got Extreme Rules.
Christ, imagine him in a bloody weapons match. Neil turned to dust.
So, I said this to Andy today. They might want to drag it out, like you say, till Saudi or the next pay-per-view. But if you're Goldberg, You're fuming after what? Like, if he has to come out and confront Bobby or attack him or do something tonight, he can't just be Bobby Lashley going, well, still champ, and then moving on to the next person, and then Goldberg in a few weeks coming out and going, I'm still angry at you. Like, he was apoplectic, understandably, for Bobby Lashley putting his hands on his son, and MVP did a decent job of like, oh, that could have been anyone. We didn't realise it was your son. Apology, run to the back sort of thing. So I suppose that has to be followed up on tonight.
I guess, but he can't whack. He can't. He's,
no.
He's, oh, honestly, man, it's a shambles, the fact that Goldberg is still doing things in that company. Like, I don't understand how he gets cleared. And the last person who buried WWE's medical procedures was sued on a podcast. So I'm just going to leave that there.
Good idea.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
We'll talk instead about Nikki A.S.H., former Raw Women's Champion. She's tagging with best friend Rhea Ripley, who she was fighting on Saturday night, against Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler. What?
I don't know what to tell you. I'll tell you one thing. I quite really enjoyed that triple threat.
Yeah.
Like, as I wrote in my review, which again, you can read at whatculture.com/WWE, is that I think some bored producer was like, yeah, do whatever. I haven't got a clue what this is all about either. And I think they said, look, we've got no chance of getting any story over. What is the story? I don't know. Who's the babyface? I don't know. Should we just...
It's meant to be Nikki, but no one cheers for her.
Yeah.
Because they've done such a bad job.
I think they just all put their heads together and thought, oh, should we just do loads of spots and like do them really quite well? And they probably thought, yeah, let's do that. I quite enjoyed it.
That mad flippy thing Charlotte did.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I thought nailed Nikki Cross, Nikki A.S.H. got an absolute concussion. Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, she's with much safer workers tonight.
Oh, Christ, maybe Nia Jax will rub her arse in her face. Yes, you know what? You didn't get over. Bitch, you got booed in that stadium. Yeah, but if Nia Jax's arse in your face.
What if Nia Jax rubs her arse in her face and then takes it off and the mask isn't there anymore?
That's exactly the kind of physical comedy that Vince McMahon would love.
There we go. We've made it good. Right, let's talk instead about something else that's good. Lily. Oh, hang on, sorry. Wait a second. I'm going to do this live and in living colour. So, just to clarify, we had a four-minute match at SummerSlam between Alexa Bliss and Eva Marie, into which Lily played no part in the finish, at least. But
what could you do?
I mean, you wink, she can.
Well, this is true.
So, you got the fallout of Alexa Bliss and Eva Marie, and presumably the split with Doudrop, or is she going to be like giving her a coat back tonight?
Well, who do we think's going over in that classic tag team match? Imagine like predicting this or previewing it as a normal thing. Well, I think they're going to win because then they've got a little map to the tag team champions. All right, well, what are the tag team champions up to? Oh, well, they've just been beaten three times on the bounce by Negan and Shotzi. Mm. Tegan, Knox, Shotzi Blackheart, whatever they're called now. All right, okay. Well, SmackDown's great. Is it? Right. Lily, what's Lily going to do to get revenge for being slapped across the mush?
She got a proper paintbrush, didn't she? She did, like...
I said I wrote in my review, which you can read at whatculture.com/WWE, that Eva Marie slapped that little bastard across the face like Santino Marella just gently broke kayfabe. What can she do? She's going to be annoyed. Alexa Bliss is going to go, Lily didn't like that very much. And then...
Well, just... Let's just take a step back here, Sige.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take a step back.
Take a look at the calendar.
I'm going to walk backwards down the stairs and out this office.
Take a look at the calendar. You know what's next, don't you? It's Extreme Rules.
Extreme Rules.
Not they haven't called it the horror show this year, but it's always going to be the horror show in my heart.
Yeah.
Does this mean Alexa's getting a title shot with Charlotte? Because Alexa's a babyface, I think.
Alexa's the babyface. Eva Marie slapped around Lily the doll. And this is a babyface move because lest we forget, Lily the doll inhabited Zodiac and Jack the Ripper.
Mm-hmm.
So if anything, Eva Marie's a super babyface trying to exact vengeance on the behalf of several murder victims. And she's the heel. Alexa Bliss, Charlotte Flair. It feels like Nikki A.S.H. and Rhea Ripley could in fact fail to coexist, and they could have a singles feud, even though they've already had about 10 matches. That would free up Alexa Bliss, but the problem is that Alexa Bliss is still feuding with Eva Marie. Maybe Lily can kill her, much like she killed Shayna Baszler. Shayna Baszler can simply forget about being nearly murdered, not approach or do anything with Lily again, and then Alexa Bliss versus Charlotte Flair at Extreme Rules. And Lily could...
Special guest referee? I think tonight...
She'd still have more... If Lily is the special guest referee, she would still be the most... She would still be a more mentally competent official than Drake Wirtz. And Earl Hebner, gauging by his Twitter. Yeah. Everyone needs to follow Earl Hebner on Twitter.
Yeah,
like.
They certainly do. Coming back to the Nikki A.S.H.
We're not doing a bit. We are genuinely stumped here.
People know what to expect from the Raw preview.
Legitimately, how do you advance the feud between Eva Marie and Lily?
No, it's not. It's going to be Eva Marie and Dudrap going forward, I reckon. I think they're done with that. I think genuinely they're going to say, well, Lily's not going to mess around in that lower mid card anymore. We're putting her back in the main event. So I think they're going to get Alexa. Maybe, this is what they're going to do. This is going to be the 5 to midnight. Join us tonight where the two losers are in a tag team match and the new Raw Women's Champions on Alexa's playground. That's what's going to happen. I think Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler might split tonight because... I mean, what's the bloody point anymore? How long have they been a sodding tag team?
I can't... Did they not split up?
Well, that was what I thought. And then I looked at WWE.com and they went their tagging together tonight. So, I don't know. But now Shayna Baszler is carrying a deck of cards.
She's literally the only one in that company playing with a full one. Because, like, Jesus Christ, the brain worms, man. How do you preview this show?
Well, what I was gonna ask you about next was who's next for Damian Priest, but it's a rematch against Sheamus.
Of course it is. Yeah.
He's gonna say you cheated, you took the mask off, you hurt my nose. Let's have a rematch. Still, I suppose it's obviously ridiculous the amount of rematches WWE does. Having said that, and just like I said again, grading on a curve, a rematch between these two, stepped up with some weapons at Extreme Rules, I'd be absolutely fine with, because I think they've, despite how they've tried to book him, Damian Priest has been brilliant on the main.
Yeah, no, he's. I don't want to say he's main roster proof, because very few wrestlers are. Literally, Becky Lynch is no longer main roster proof. We are looking at Roman Reigns, and that's about it. And even he looked a complete prize tosser, selling the visual pin for a roll-up on Friday. And he's, I reckon he's going to get squashed by Brock in Saudi Arabia, you know. I think that's going to be the one unthinkable thing you do not expect WWE to do. They always, always find a way. What were you talking about?
Rematch between Priest and Sheamus.
Inevitable.
Right, let's conclude with something genuinely, hand on heart, I am looking forward to on tonight's Monday Night Raw. And that is effectively the RK-Bro celebration. They are the new Raw Tag Team Champions, defeating AJ Styles and Omos. There's probably going to be a rematch again there. But what will Riddle's surprise for Randy Orton be? He promised it in that post-match interview with AC Slater of Saved by the Bell at SummerSlam, which was a big boy popper for
huge
me.
Huge pop. Huge pop. Huge pop.
But yeah, what do you reckon Riddle's surprise for Orton's going to be?
Scooter.
Yeah, me too.
He's going to get him a scooter, like, isn't he?
Do you think he's going to... Is Orton slowly going to... Because I know he's been too cool for school for a lot of this. Do you think he's slowly going to transition into AUL Rat?
Here's the thing. They would do well. There's two things you want to do with the pro wrestling storyline. And NXT should take note. You want to actually entertain people. And you want...
Sorry, just a quick second. Cut to CWC. Oh, of course, guys! Sean, you getting this?
You want to entertain people and you want to make them have an emotional investment in what you're doing.
Well, do you? I saw a bloke crying on Rampage and thought, I'm not sure about this.
Just to be abundantly clear, we are taking the piss.
Yes. Check out our Rampage review if you haven't already.
Yes, it's very good. Of course it is. It's us. So, in order to... One, entertain people, and then two, like, break their hearts a little bit to deepen the heft of the inevitable Riddle-Orton match. I think you do have Orton play along. You have Orton play against type because he's gradually starting to warm to this little idiot, like, in spite of himself. Mm. And you'll get, I think, is the fans will go a little bit banana for Orton playing along. Mm. Particularly if they do this with a hint of, like, craft and slow burn. He gets the scooter, week one, and he's like, oh, Christ's sake. He'll do, like, three very slow scoots with, like, a smirk, and people will go huge pap. In the weeks to come, they could have segments where it's like, come and meet the family. And, like, don't put his wife on telly. But, you know, like... Because people in WWE will not like that. But, you know, come and hang out at Riddle's man cave, and, like, he's got, like, loads of toys and stuff like that. And
cloud of smoke when he opens the door.
Cloud of smoke when they open the door, and they can do all that kind of stuff. All of these little skits, and then Riddle does something that is simply too stupid, which realistically is literally everything he's done on telly, but it'll have to be really stupid. And then something so stupid... Like, when they're in the ring and it'll cost them a non-title match, Orton explodes. It's all the more heartbreaking because you've thought, at last they've bonded. And I really like this Randy Orton character. And no, he's become a psychopath again. And then they have a match. Yeah. But it starts with a scooter tonight.
I'm always looking for ways to crowbar in Jim Carrey, Dumb and Dumber, etc. references, because it's very topical for WWE in terms of their time frame. So I think, yeah, you might get a moment tonight where he's like, Randy, I don't know why he talks like that. I bought you a scooter.
But he actually does though. That's the thing. Randy, it's not your impression.
Randy, here's your scooter.
He's from Chesterfield. Here's your scooter.
Jinder's from Yorkshire. Riddle's from Chesterfield. He's going to give him the scooter and Randy's going to go, just when I think you can't get any dumber, you go and do something like this. And totally redeem yourself. And then they're going to scoot around and batter all the tag people. And then, like you say, it's all going to end in tears, basically. But there you go. We've filled enough time. That's been the Raw preview. Well, I can't wait for tomorrow now. Let us know your thoughts ahead of Monday Night Raw tonight on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch, they can follow both of us. You can follow Michael Sidgwick at
M Sidgwick.
Oh, it's been a long old few days, but I very much look forward to this. You can follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. As I said, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling. Up there now is our TakeOver review, our AEW Rampage review, as I mentioned, with CM Punk's AEW debut on there. And make sure you subscribe, because tomorrow, when the Raw review comes out, and oh, have we got a good five-star review coming your way tomorrow as well. But feel free to suggest more short crap and wrestling-related things by subscribing to What Culture Wrestling. If you subscribe, the Raw review will pop up in your feed as soon as that comes out. But for now, this has been the Raw preview. My thanks to Michael Sidgwick. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.